Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Okay, we're going to Madison. The Wisconsin Supreme Court did something that is very favorable. In my view, very favorable. By a 4-3 decision, they look as if they may block an election lawsuit brought by a right-wing or a Trumper. 4-3 decision. Remember, there was a right-wing Trumper, Trump follower, who brought a lawsuit to try to get rid of drop boxes, to try to stop clerks in small towns from filling in the addresses of spouses who co-sign each other's as witnesses, their ballots, and who also would severely restrict who can vote absentee. This is the kind of thing that you see in Georgia. This is the kind of thing you see in Texas, where the right wing, the Republican Party, subscribers to the big lie. Big lie is that somehow this is a corrupt election. There's a democratic election in a republic. United States is a republic. That means we don't have a king. And it's a democratic election. That means people vote. People vote. That doesn't happen in Russia. It doesn't happen in China. Not effectively, anyway. Well, it went to the Supreme Court. Now, the Supreme Court has four people who are deemed Republican and three deemed Democrats. They're all independents in the sense that they're all nonpartisan, elected. Brian Hagedorn, once again, stood tall. He stood tall. He read the Constitution. He knows the Constitution. And he sided in this case with the three who are said to be Democrats, but in my view are good independent justices. And they sent an order, 4-3, so that's what happens. They prevail to the litigants, and they say, show us why you think that we even have the power to do this. And that is a not-so-difficult-to-decipher code that this looks to me like a lawsuit that doesn't have any merit. That's a huge development. What that means is that in the future, the Election Commission and the governor and people will keep in place laws that already exist that says that you can vote absentee. There are going to be drop boxes. And, you know, this filling in the address thing, you know, they make that as a big deal. If you're in Ladysmith or Keewaskum, and what frequently happens, and even in Milwaukee, in Dane County, husband, wife, or spouses will each have a ballot, and they'll each sign them, and then the spouse signs as the witness. And that's fine. That's lawful. That's lawful. But frequently, the spouse does not put down his or her address because the address is already there from the spouse who actually voted and signed it as the voter. So why put it in twice, just in a line below another line? Now, technically, you're supposed to put it in. You know, technically, you know, Mrs. Jones signs as a witness for Mr. Jones' signature. Mrs. Jones, even though she's lived in the same house with him for 40 years, has to put that address down, even though he already did it. And a lot of these clerks will put in, they will jot in the same address because they know these people and that's what they do. Less common in very large urban areas. The odd thing is that this is going to result in the elimination of some Trump voters in rural areas. But to say that somebody is disqualified because they voted in an election, filled in their address, and their spouse voted as a witness and didn't repeat the address is ridiculous. It's not common sense. Anyway, Brian Hagedorn, I'll tell you to his credit, and this is in these cases, in cases striking at our democracy, he has stood tall. He deserves a shout-out for that. And what he and the four-person majority on the Supreme Court have said, and the others are terrific, too. You have Ann Walsh Bradley, and Rebecca Dallet, and Jill Karofsky, and they all stood tall. And they say, no, you want us to get rid of drop boxes? You want to stop clerks from filling in addresses they know are true? And you want us to say hardly anybody can vote absentee, like they're trying to do in gerrymandered states like Georgia and Texas? No. You tell us why you think we have the power to do that. Very, very important development. Very, very favorable development. And stand by. I think that the right-wing guy who brought this lawsuit, really his subtext argument is, well, we have a Republican majority up there. This is good, we think, for the Republican Party, especially no drop boxes and restricting absentee voting. So, what do you mean? Do you have the power to do it? You're there to help the Republican Party, aren't you? And Brian Hagedorn has said, no, that's not why I'm here. I'm here because I read the Constitution. So, a very, very important development, very good development, glad to see it. And it's a breath of fresh air in this landscape nationwide. It's a landscape nationwide of people doing atrocious things in Georgia, in Texas, and a lot of other places. Down in Kenosha, this is a disgusting. The officer who shot Jacob Blake in the back 7 times, paralyzed him for life while he got in a car slowly with his kids in the back seat, has now been put back to work with no discipline. No discipline. Shot a man in the back 7 times, and the chicken law enforcement in the state looked at that and said, well, I couldn't prove that that isn't reasonable police conduct. Why is the fifth bullet reasonable? After you shot a guy in the spine 4 times, you think maybe you've restrained him a little bit? How about the seventh bullet? You think the sixth bullet didn't do it? Give me a break. No bullets. There are no bullets. The remedy to this, because local law enforcement, it's like the South in the 50s, local law enforcement would be beaten in elections because the electorate would yawn, they'd burp, they'd look up from their video game on the couch, and they go, well, this guy's anti-cop. No, he's not anti-cop. He's not. He's pro-cop. That's why he's doing it, to preserve the integrity and safety of the other officers. What's got to happen is federal intervention, and there'll be a new U.S. attorney in Milwaukee, appointed by Joe Biden, and that individual has got to open up a file on this and investigate this. And remember, there's a parallel that even if the state refuses to prosecute, there is a parallel prosecution for denial of civil rights, which has very hefty penalties. And that's what they should do. They tried to do with Eric Garner out in Staten Island. Crooked William Barr stopped them. The U.S. attorney out there said, we have people who are skilled in these kinds of prosecutions. The guy strangled Eric Garner, just like the guy in Minneapolis strangled George Floyd. Crooked William Barr and Trump stopped that one. But there is not Crooked William Barr and Trump in there right now. As Merrick Garland is a U.S. attorney, or as attorney general, and there's Joe Biden as president, they put a new U.S. attorney in. That should be opened up. You don't get to shoot somebody in the back 7 times when they're slowly getting in a car, and then put them back on the job with no discipline, not even fire them. And the police chief down there think that's a good idea. Kenosha has a problem, a real problem, and that has got to be solved, and it can only be solved by a new U.S. attorney. And going forward, ultimately, it's in the hands of people, of voters. It's in the hands, ultimately, of voters. And if you persist in buying false claims that somehow is sort of anti-cop because they want to prosecute somebody who strangled somebody who shot him in the back 7 times, that's on you. Then you have picked the environment you want to live in. And that's got to stop. Going to the break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. There's a lot more back after the break.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time.